From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. President Donald Trump has granted Missouri a second federal disaster declaration in response to damage from tornadoes and flooding throughout the state. Yesterday, Trump approved federal assistance for 20 Missouri counties hit by severe weather since April 29th. Missouri had asked for help in 41 counties. Available aid includes housing for displaced residents, low-interest loans, and crisis counseling. Governor Mike Parson has said that almost 1,000 homes and 125 businesses were destroyed or heavily damaged by tornadoes and storms that hit the state in late May. On May 20th, Trump approved Parson's first request for a major disaster declaration to help local governments and nonprofit agencies in northwest and southeast Missouri counties deal with damage from storms between March 11th and April 16th. Older Missouri residents soon will be able to get out of jury duty if they so choose. Legislation signed yesterday by Governor Parson will allow anyone age 75 or older to ask a court to be excused from jury duty. The judge will have to grant the request. The exemption is being added to a list of a half dozen other categories of people who can be excused from jury duty. Those include nursing mothers, healthcare providers, and people for whom jury duty would impose an extreme physical or financial hardship. The new jury duty exemption will take effect August 28th. Governor Parson has signed legislation that could free hundreds of prisoners who are currently serving mandatory sentences. The bill signed yesterday exempts some nonviolent offenses from a state law requiring people to serve at least 40%, 50%, or 80% of their prison terms, depending on their number of previous prison convictions. The law can make some prisoners immediately eligible for parole when it takes effect August 28th. The Department of Corrections estimates it could decrease Missouri's prison population by 192 people this year and by 925 people by the 2023 fiscal year. That could save the state about $1 million this year and nearly $5.9 million by 2023. Two GOP statewide officials are appealing a ruling that restarts a referendum aimed at repealing an 8-week abortion ban. The Missouri Western District Court of Appeals ruled Monday that Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft did not have the authority to reject the ACLU of Missouri's referendum. Ashcroft and Attorney General Eric Schmidt moved yesterday to either have a rehearing of the decision or transfer the case to the Missouri Supreme Court. Even if the appeals court decision is affirmed, supporters of the referendum would have until August 28th to collect roughly 100,000 signatures. And backers of the ballot measure cannot start collecting signatures until Ashcroft approves the ballot title, which may not happen until later this month. If referendum proponents do get enough signatures, Missourians would decide whether to retain the abortion legislation next year. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.